This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the post office department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
And the great scenes from one of the great Christmas movies, for sure. We're almost at the night before Christmas, and I was thinking, Jay, what are people going to do? It's not too early to think about how to ring in the new year, right? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to be? With whom will you be? Do you even celebrate? I'm not a big New Year's. I usually go to bed at the same time, because before the advent of the modern era of broadcasting, wherein my partners don't want to get up and do a live New Year's show, I was always in bed early because I got up and did the program on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. So, hiss, boo to the new people on the...
You say new, but when I joined in January,
Victoria spoiled it all.
2021, so yeah, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day was 2022. Yeah. You guys already weren't...
Yeah, Victoria spoiled it. It's her fault.
Anyway. She's not here to defend herself, so yeah, let's throw her under the bus.
Nah, she's a great addition. We've had some great people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, I just it's a rhetorical question in a manner of speaking. What are you going to do? What's that song? What are you doing? New Year's Eve. I'm going to be in Palm Beach. And people
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Go by and whistle and see if Donald Trump is at Mar-a-Lago, right? Wave hello. I see you there. I've mentioned Trump at this hour. I don't have to do it again, right? It's time to move on to the story of an Oklahoma teenager who was very shy, but he wanted to overcome his shyness. His name is Reed Markham. He learned that some children in his town out in Oklahoma, where we have a lot of new listeners, how do you do? Merry Christmas to you folks out there in Oklahoma City. This is a story. He found that a lot of children didn't have any toys under their tree. So again, he was shy. He was bullied. He now is an adult. He remembered the moment very clearly. He was 7 years old. There were people who stepped in to make Christmas special. So he thought, okay, I'm a fifth grader. And there are a lot of people that I know who won't find anything under the tree. So, and he wasn't concerned about the reason. He put his heart into it and talked to his mother. Said, let's have a toy drive, a neighborhood toy drive. And so that's what they did. They organized a toy drive. The mother, a lady named Angie Miller, posted a video on Facebook explaining her son's intentions, asked for donations of toys to buy, or money to buy toys for youngsters who didn't have anything. He belonged to 4-H, and he made a 4-H project out of it. So imagine this, and the reach that it got in this area of Oklahoma, great response. Lots of people bought new toys, donated them, or they sent in money to go buy toys. This was 7 years ago, and now Reed is a university freshman, and he still goes home every Christmas to participate in the annual toy drive that now has his name attached to it, and 10,000 toys later, how about that? Giving
That's
away...
so cool.
Is this And then they give them, you know, they buy socks for the youngsters who don't have any clothing, underwear, trousers, shirts, gloves, that sort of thing. And then there are walls of toys lined up in this area where they bring them every year. It's 10,000 toys this year. 54,000 toys have been given so far. So the power of one, there's a lot of lessons here. The power of one person, one idea, and look at how it grows. The seed gets planted, and you talk about it, which is like water, and you spread it around. This kid has raised $3.5 million to buy toys. This is an amazing story. Amazing how this happened. One seed, you see, there are no bad ideas. It's the implementation sometimes of the ideas, but God loved this kid. Man, I think God does love this kid, frankly. So we all share in our enthusiasm and sending a lot of love to this guy and to the people who work in this area of Oklahoma to provide something that otherwise they wouldn't have. That's what Christmas, that really is. That's Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, let's see here. What are the people in the Ukraine doing? Yep. You know, this thing's been going on for 22 months. Believe it? No. This thing's been going on for almost 2 years between the Russians. The Russian Putin says, we'll be in and out of there in two, three days.
Yeah, right. He thought it would genuinely not take any longer than 72 hours.
Right. So anyway, they're mobilizing more people. They're bringing more folks into military training over there. I guess there are a lot of men between 18 and 60 who were not really allowed to leave the country because they needed them for the military. And so recruitment centers have, I guess there's, you know, like the problem in Ukraine and these areas, these Eastern Bloc countries, is they're so corrupt. And so everybody's been, you know, there's just been a mess over there. And they're trying to keep the troop mobilization. The problem is that it's winter, and the winters over there are brutal. You know, you have to go to northern Maine or northern Minnesota in our country to have the brutal winters that they have over in Ukraine. So they're deserters. They don't want to. We talk about the Russian deserters, but there are a lot of deserters. So they're some of them have been caught and sent to prison. Some of them have been fined money, and then they're offering money to get people to join the service. So the reason I'm telling you the story is it's not all rosy on the Ukrainian side of things. And some of this stuff is coming out now because of the focus on what we have done in terms of helping Ukraine, where our money has gone, because there are a lot of people now, Republicans want to know where the money's gone. Good question. Some of it's been misused, misappropriated, because that's what happens when you've got a lot of cash in one place being used for one thing, especially in a situation that's so fluid like a war. We just, you know, we'll buy these things. Who knows what they're paying the middleman? Because they're not buying, you know, countries like Ukraine. It's not like China, Russia, and America where we make all of our own tools of war. We don't have to go someplace to buy a ship. We build them. Other people come to us to buy a ship or to have them made here so that, you know, they can go to the French Navy or they can go to the Italian Navy or, in this case, whatever things we make here. The corruption is a circle because here we have the money that the Republicans are concerned about, money that you and I are paying through our taxes that goes, we hire, when you give, this is the way foreign aid works. No matter what the military aid or social aid, whatever it is, if you want us to give you money, you have to spend that money with an American company. So if we give you money for arms, you got to buy the arms from us. You know, it's like the United States. We give them 100 tanks. We don't give them anything. We give them the money, and they make a contract with the person with the company in America that makes the tanks. So it's a circle. Understand how it works? And not just, we're not putting tanks on a ship. The United States government doesn't say, here are 100 tanks. The United States government says, here's the money to buy 100 tanks from our tank maker. That's what they do. That's how it works. And so in the money, to transfer the money, and this is what the Republicans are questioning with, you know, that's with good reason. Where's all that we give you $100 million for tanks? Well, they only spend $90 million for tanks. Where'd the other $10 million go? Well, and use your imagination. Right? That's the kind of thing that we're talking about here. And something, there's a lot of lobbying going on. The people in Washington that are confronting lobbyists every day from K Street, the lobbyists, make sure in this $100 million appropriation is money for us to sell them tanks or to sell them planes or to sell them, because we specify what the money is for. We say, okay, they come, Zelensky says, we need all these guns and we need all these tanks and we need these planes. Okay, so then when the lobbyists for the various companies hear this, they start working their contacts in the Army or the Navy, who have the contacts with the manufacturers like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. It is a sticky wicket here. It's a slippery slope, and there's corruption at every level, up and down and sideways. So that's why it doesn't get to be that clear when the Republicans just say, you know, the Democrats say, well, these guys are just trying to slow this down. They're asking good questions. Where's the money gone? Did you use it all to buy armaments from American companies? No. Well, where'd it go? I don't know.
Well, and why isn't it earmarked that it has to, or maybe it is, that it has to be used for that? It cannot be used for anything else, and what's not used has to come back.
Yeah, well, we're going to give you a job.
Like when donors donate to a company or an organization, they earmark things of this is specifically supposed to go to some people bankroll the volunteers who are paid. Or I don't want to call them volunteers because they're paid, but the salaried employees with volunteer places or these go to the efforts or whatever, where people actually earmark what the donation is to go to.
I want to do that with my taxes. I want to pay, if I pay $10,000 a year in taxes, let's say, I want to be able to say, I want it used for this program, this, 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 and this. I don't want my money used for military. You get, find somebody else to donate money. Because that's what we're doing. Taxes are a donation. And not that you're doing it because you want to.
You're voluntold to pay it.
Yeah, voluntold, right. All right, 18 after, lots of consideration here on Good Day. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so, Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supplies, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, pepper, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23
after the hour. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart, open your mind, and keep your mouth in sort of animated suspension for a while, because it's time for us to tell you a couple of stories here that you can repeat at the water cooler later today, because this portion of the program is always devoted every hour in this segment to social media comings and goings, technology sometimes. So there's a campaign by some of the states in our country to curb social media. And because various laws have been passed and legal ploys have been introduced to erode some of social media's reach, let's see what kind of a battle that's going to set up in the tech industry coming up next year. Right now, another focus, some tech gift-giving ideas, millions of options when it comes to technology. We're coming up with ideas for gifts, last-minute gifts to give. These days, staying connected to the people that you love, getting the most bang for your buck, very important. So here's an overview of some ideas from Glenn Williams.
The hustle and bustle of the holiday season can be overwhelming. Smart shopping expert Trey Bodge has you covered.
The holidays are a great time to get amazing deals on the latest tech, helping you stay connected to loved ones. It's also a great time to switch wireless providers. A new device might be the star of the show, but don't forget about your wireless plan. There's a lot of perks that will keep on giving long past the holidays.
While some wireless providers make you choose between getting a great value and a great network, at T-Mobile you can get both all year long.
This year, T-Mobile is offering the ultimate tech bundle, where you can get a free smartphone, free smartwatch, and free earbuds. In addition to major deals on tech, new and existing T-Mobile customers score with plans packed with perks like free Netflix, free in-flight Wi-Fi, and free high-speed data abroad.
Check out all of T-Mobile's holiday deals at T-Mobile.com/offers.
All right, so here's what's going on, Jay. Some various states have passed new laws targeting child safety, data privacy, artificial intelligence, and content moderation, which I find to be an interesting phrase, as some of these moves impose tighter restrictions, tighter scrutiny on the entire social media industry. And then there have been things that they've tried to get passed that they couldn't because of the money that's being spent by the social media companies to keep this stuff at bay. But anyway, you look at some of the regulations that are going to affect most everybody. Well, it depends on the state. Some states haven't done anything, when it comes to this, but they're looking at material that potentially is harmful to children, and they want it to be restricted. Now, the question is, and this is what Zuckerberg and his pals are bringing up, is it free speech, right? What's the cutoff for free speech? I guess that's the question, right?
No, it is. So, or the age limit for free speech. You have to be of a certain age to...
Well,
but there's also so many perverts and pedophiles that can reach out to children. It's just...
Well, there's the Chinese
really dangerous
government,
place on
too.
So many levels. Especially when it comes to mental health, too. You see all these things in the news. We as adults can get overwhelmed with the inundation of all of these hard news stories that are around the world. A child who does not have the mental capacity to deal with a lot of this stuff will start to develop. A high level of depression and anxiety and living in fear because they don't, it's too much.
Too much fear, fear-based thinking. So anyway, and I just said, you know, the prevention of the Chinese government from using TikTok to spy on Americans. Most young people don't have a clue. They just, there's TikTok everywhere. And it's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. The state of Indiana dismissed two cases alleging TikTok deceived users about the security of personal data. Arkansas, same kind of thing. California, another one. Utah. Meta has spent a lot of money, and so has TikTok, to defeat these cases. So look out below, boys and girls. It's 28 after. This is Good Day.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. It's that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot.
So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Dave Collins, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Christmas, Barbie. Wherever you are.
Lyric line, Jay.
The lyrics.
I'm just Ken. Maybe you get who it is. It's Ryan Gosling, who has brought some Kennergy into Christmas. He got together with Mark Ronson, who is the producer of the soundtrack to Barbie. and created some songs that were like I'm Just Ken. I've not seen this movie. I forgot whether you went to see it or not. Or James, did you go see Barbie?
I sure did. Yeah.
With your girlfriend? Yeah,
I did. It was unironically, it was really good. Because, you know, a lot of boyfriends be like, oh, we're going to go see Barbie. It's going to be, you know? No, it was actually really good, in my opinion.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear your opinion. I wasn't intrigued by it at all, so I didn't go. Did you go, Jay?
No, the last movie I went to was a Spider-Man movie. I think it was Far From Home or something. But I want to see it. I just haven't had the time to stream it yet.
Well, there's a this Christmas sort of is a music video, apparently, that Ryan Gosling was moved to produce. In the clip, he joins this guy, Mark Ronson, and I guess a couple of other people that were involved, like Andrew Wyatt, people you didn't know, a bunch of musicians. The song is a new version of Ken's album, his anthem, if you will. And so they decorated the studio with all kinds of holiday lights to set the atmosphere. And they recorded this version. And so the question was, you think it's too Christmas? And so apparently they decided, yeah, it's great for Christmas. Let's release it for Christmas. So that's I'm Just Ken for Christmas. All right. Everybody got that? I'm unimpressed, but a lot of people like the movie. And I go against the grain more often than not. So there you go. Help yourself to Ryan Gosling's new Christmas music. I want to go back to where we were in the last half hour for a few minutes, Jay, with your permission and everybody listening. The reference to where our money goes, that seems to have intrigued some people sending me notes about, can you explain more about what's really going on? Well, I learned all of this when I was doing trips around the country with during the Clinton administration. The fellow who ran the State Department, the Division of Foreign Aid, a guy that I became very good friend, I've lost touch with him. He was a fabulous guy. And anyway, so I learned how the system worked. And so to go one step further, kind of, and by the way, you can hear this discussion. If you just go to gooddayshow.com, you'll hear the whole program as we remind you through the day. You can hear the program all day, every day, not just in the time of day where we're doing the program live, which is in the morning. So, and you know, you hear all the stuff. We were certainly this week talking on the podcast, the download, and the show about Christmas shopping sprees and what happened with Donald Trump this week in Colorado and Jennifer Love Hewitt talking about aging. And that's part of what you can hear on the download from yesterday, but also at gooddayshow.com you hear today. So, anyway, I was talking about where the money in Yugoslavia goes. But it's not just limited to Yugoslavia and our aid, foreign aid. I was saying that all the money that we give to other countries in foreign aid has to be spent with American companies, no matter what the aid is. It could be in the form of helping build new schools. Well, if that's the case, you have to hire an American contractor to build the school. And the case of money that's going for weaponry, you have to buy. We give you the money, and we tell you you can use the money as long as you buy the armed stuff, whatever you want, tanks and guns or whatever it is. You got to buy it from an American company. Okay, so there's a story that goes hand in hand with that that's floating around today that you will hear nobody else talk about. The story of Fat Leonard. Jay, did you ever hear about Fat Leonard? You know who Fat Leonard was? Okay. So Fat Leonard, his real name was Francis Leonard, pled guilty to running a bribery scheme using a company that he ran in Malaysia to swindle the U.S. Navy out of $35 million. What he did was take the money that he was given for his company, and he provided kickbacks, cash, travel, sex, to Navy officials, U.S. Navy officials, and he, in exchange for giving them all of this stuff, cash, travel, sex, he got classified information And they have used that classified information to secure government contracts on the inside. So he would, he knew what the bidding process was. Because again, if you're, you know, doing business with the government, you got to put in a bid. And so he went to Venezuela, which doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States, but somehow or other we've managed to get him out. And there are some other political prisoners also in Venezuela that were exchanged. There's a Colombian businessman. Anyway, so they got this guy out, and they have brought him to justice, quote-unquote, and he's now going to serve a prison sentence. It was part of a prisoner exchange, apparently, with the Venezuelans. So, anyway, but this is just another example of many that you can find. And the journalism is really poor. I was going to say pee poor, and it is pee poor. It's we don't have any journalists anymore. Nobody's telling these stories. This guy used $35 million of money that he got from us to bribe our officials, so he got information from them that he could use to get on the inside track to get these contracts. You understand? Did my story make sense, Jay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Well enough so that people understand that this stuff goes on everywhere, all day, every day. Okay. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday or not. Seems to be making more of the rounds today. What President Xi told President Zhou when they had a meeting last week. And I think we touched on this a little. I don't remember. I remember reading it and thinking about it, but I don't sometimes remember whether we talk about it on the air or not. The reunification with Taiwan that Xi has made his calling card. So, he said to Biden, we're going to take back Taiwan. So, you better get used to the idea. The timing apparently isn't clear. China would like to assume control of Taiwan peacefully, but he apparently said to Biden, if this was when they were in San Francisco, if we can't get it the easy way, we'll take it the hard way. Which, of course, we have promised the Taiwanese.
Someone's been watching Wild Wild West movies a little bit too recently.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, whether that... It's just more... uncertainty, right? It's more fear. It's what are we going to do if kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway. Okay, so here's another one from the reality of where we are. It's Christmas, yeah, but still other things going on. Like this story from Colorado where a teenager was charged with providing material support to ISIS. A teenager, 16 years old. His name is Humza Mashkor. Okay, so you can draw your own conclusions after hearing the name. Not always fair to draw conclusions, but anyway, he was arrested for attempting to board a flight in Denver to join ISIS. Remember that last year? Remember that? This story at this time of year? Last year, the Justice Department grabbed him before he could get out of Denver. Apparently, undercover FBI agents were communicating with him, and he had a social media handle named Humza Afghan, and however that flagged something on some piece of software, and so the FBI started watching him, and he on his postings frequently expressed support for ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
In
he
one
was
instance,
to join
he shared
it.
Yeah, right. He shared videos online of people getting executed, and that was kind of cool. Anyway, he told the undercover officer he was born in the U.S., went to Afghanistan, came back to the U.S. after his family had to leave. He wanted to return to Afghanistan where his family was and join the Taliban, apparently. And he was trying to stir up other stuff. I don't know. How is that illegal? I mean, that part of it. You want to leave the country, go to Afghanistan and join the Taliban? Okay. See you later. Just don't come back. But apparently what he was trying to figure out how to do was join the Taliban, come back here and make trouble. Right? For the sake of Allah. Here we go. Right? Everything is for the sake of Allah. It's interesting how people, there's a whole thing about the new Speaker of the House. as one might imagine, because of his religious beliefs, his conservative beliefs, he's being upended by the more left-of-center news media like the New York Times. So they're trying to vet him, and they found out about some ceremony that he went to with his daughter. It's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, so what? It's not my business to tell you. But what they're trying to do is build up resistance to this guy because he's very, very conservative, and I don't even like using that word because it isn't the right word to use, but he's very focused. Like this, I don't know what it's called, Jay. You can probably find it. There's some event, a ball that fathers and daughters go to in this particular group. And they, the purity ball. That's it. Thank you. Yes. And they dress up in white gowns like, you know, they're virgin brides and they promise to be virgins until they get married and all that other stuff. Well, you know what? If somebody wants to promise to do that, what the hell business is that of mine or yours? I don't care. Not my business. But yet the news media is trying to portray him as some kind of a geeky control freak because he doesn't want his daughter to have sex before she gets married. Well, okay. I guess you can draw that conclusion if you want. If you think if that sort of thing bothers you, as I said, I don't think it's any of my business. It doesn't make me like or not like Johnson any better. But I can see people on the edge or people who don't like his rap anyway. Ah, yeah, see, we told you. Look at this guy. He's got a weird relationship with his daughter. I don't think you can draw that conclusion from the purity ball, can you?
This situation, it's also to abstain from dating and to remain sexually abstinent until marriage. Well, how do you know who you're going to marry if you don't date them? It's not just abstaining from sex, but abstaining from dating in general,
so there's
too.
Questions. It's questionable. Anyway, so I bring that to your attention. At 48 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's 53 past the hour now. Good day, Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with my very dear friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I invite you, I remind you, I implore you, if you have issues with your heart, your circulatory system, and you're not satisfied with the information that you're getting from whoever your provider is, Ken's not there to criticize the provider. He's there to give you something else to think about. So if you want to call in to the clinic at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And people also, when they know that it's time for questions with Dr. Ken, they know they can leave the questions if they like at 855-999-3684 anytime, day or night through the week. Okay, so let's deal with COVID and the various things that are happening, the new variant. Will you explain? First question has to do with JN1. What is that?
Right. The CDC this week, Doug, estimates that the COVID-19 variant, JN.1, which is a descendant of this summer's BA.2.86, is currently the fastest growing variant in America due to increased holiday travel and waning immunity, Doug. We're in a peak of respiratory virus season here in America, and this highly mutated form of SARS-CoV-2 is spreading and contributing to rising cases nationwide. The symptoms of JN.1 are similar to other COVID-19 variants and subvariants, which include, are you ready? Cough, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, sneezing, fatigue, headache, muscle aches, and altered sense of smell.
Sort of sounds like all of COVID. Right.
Well, it's more upper respiratory, more neck and above than the original strain was back in 2020, which was more lower respiratory, more of a pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so the flu that's around right now, I told you I hadn't even a bout with that for 24 hours or so. Very strong. But I tested myself for COVID and didn't have it. So what's this? Even for people like me who've got a tough immune system and have never had COVID, I got whacked for 24 hours or so by this damn flu. So is there a connection between that and any of these COVID things that we're talking about, these strains?
just that this time of year in the winter in the North America, you're going to have more upper respiratory viruses. And there's three this year, flu, COVID-19, and RSV, and they're all peaking. And they're, as we talked earlier, dramatic increase in hospitalizations in the last few weeks. And, you know, so talk to your doctor about the vaccines. You know, no one's jumping at them. Less than 20% of Americans have gotten the latest COVID shot. There's fewer people this year getting the flu shot. There is now an RSV vaccine. Talk to your doctor about yourself getting it. You know, no one wants to wear masks, but if you're in a big, dense crowd right now, thinking about a mask would not be a bad idea. And wash those hands and keep them out off your face.
All right. So what about the question of probiotics and how that deals with COVID-19?
This is great news out of clinical nutrition this week, Doug, that probiotics might be able to help people dodge the worst effects of COVID-19. Unvaccinated people were in this study who take a lactobacillus-laced probiotic, have reduced COVID-19 symptoms and even delayed infection. This study suggests probiotics, Doug, could be a simple and inexpensive way to treat folks who've been exposed to COVID-19. Probiotics, they're designed to boost the beneficial bacteria and yeast that live inside the body, primarily the gastrointestinal tract.
I wonder if that's an impact on me. I take a couple
absolutely
of probiotics. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So now there's one more here with regard to COVID-19 and the atrial fibrillation, which we've been talking about. I see that there may be a connection.
Exactly. European Heart Journal this week, Doug, add another post-COVID-19 hazard to the list. Research suggests having the illness could raise risk for dangerous irregular heartbeats. According to this Swedish study, the odds a person might develop atrial fibrillation, which is a common arrhythmia linked to stroke, rose 12-fold in the month after COVID-19 infection compared to folks without the illness. The risks remained elevated for at least 2 months. The risks are higher in older individuals, individuals with severe COVID-19, and the unvaccinated.
Hmm. All right. Wow. There's something for you to chew on as we think about all the impact, the business of how do you live and what do you look out for. That's what Dr. Ken is all about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen wishing you a Merry Christmas weekend.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.